Blog Talk Radio.
On tonight's episode of Confession Session,
luxury brands have been idolizing blackface and feeling the profits drop. NeNe Leakes discusses her beef with Lisa Vanderpump, and women bet not breathe on Jay-Z or the Beehive will come with their stingers. What's good, you guys? It's your host, Angel Vondrina.
And I'm your host, Jen Othello, and you're listening to the one and the only Confession Session.
I was taking it back to the 90s. I'm trying to let you know. Show with the shoulder bounce, shoulder
okay.
shake, shoulder all
okay.
of it.
Exactly. My week has been, I told you this, but I've been trying to diet and stuff like that.
But
I'm going to get back on it tomorrow. But I lost 17 pounds with like ASAP. Pounds in like 5-6 days. Yeah. But,
actually, he lost 15 pounds in 4 days.
You said who did? Oh, when he was talking to me?
Yeah, I said I was just letting the audience know that you actually lost 15 pounds in 4 days because Jen is crazy.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. So,
which is bizarre.
Yeah, last time I weighed myself, I was 297. I started off, I was 314. So, you know, I'm just trying to, you know, get on it and, you know, do what needs to be done and get my health in order and try to be snatched for, you know, Vegas because we're going to Vegas in April. And also, we want to do some more fun stuff with the podcast and, you know, rebrand ourselves. And I don't want to be looking like a sloppopotamus, you know, so just little shit like that to just be mindful of. And I just, you know, it's funny because I was talking to my sister and it's just like, don't get me wrong, like, I know I'm attractive and stuff like that, but, you know, not being shallow, but, you know, you just miss, like, when, like, people compliment you and, you know, just, like, saying stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah.
I just want to get back to, you know, like, feeling good about myself and, you know.
I hear you.
Being confident. But, other than that, it's nothing too much has been going on. How was your week there?
It was wonderful. My mom had all three of my children this weekend. And so I had a free weekend. Went grocery shopping, cleaned the house. Did some baking. I baked avocado brownies this weekend. And so my mom is on a diet too. My mom and my stepdad, they're on a diet too. And I brought them a couple brownies over. And my mom and my son, they made a cake today. And my mom, she was like itching to have a piece of that cake. She was like, I'm going to have a piece of this cake today. I'm on this diet, but my sweet tooth is like aching. Like, I need something sweet. So, and she didn't even tell me that she wanted something sweet. I just came up and I was like, Mom, I made these avocado brownies this weekend. You know, here they go. And she was like, wait, what? Like, this is avocado. This is a brownie made of avocado. I'm like, yes, it's so delicious. And so I think the brownies are between 50 and 100 calories, and they're 9 carbs each. So if you're on a low keto diet, that's how I got the recipe. And I heard it from somebody else at my job who's on a keto diet who lost 36 pounds in 1 month. I'm on a keto diet. My husband's on a keto diet. And I told you guys, I started the diet January 1st. I am down 10 pounds, so I'm excited about that. My husband is down almost 20 pounds. Almost 20 pounds because he's a man, and that's just how it happens. But I'm just really excited about it. And my husband, he's not as big as I am. So my short-term goal is 220, and that's what I'm looking for. Long-term is like between 175, 180, something like that. I am tall, so I think that'll be perfect. But other than that, I'm just really excited. My brownies, they were moist and delicious. They taste almost as good as the brownies that Jen made that one time when I was over his house. And I was like, Jen, oh my, you cook brownies? What? This is amazing. So they were almost just as good as that. But they were made of avocado. So they were healthy. You know, they were healthy brownies. And it's something, if you have like a little sweet tooth or something like that, and you want to make something you know, and just only have 100 calories in it or 50, between 50 and 100 calories in it, make your avocado brownie. Look up the recipe. It's absolutely amazing. It does not taste like avocado. It tastes like a fucking brownie, and it's delicious. So, yep, I made that this weekend and just super happy. Even my husband, we don't eat avocados at all. So when I gave it to my husband this morning, because he was trying to eat some before I cooked, cleaned the kitchen, I was like, hold up. Let me clean this kitchen first, and you can have you a brownie. And so I cleaned the kitchen, and then I bought him one of the brownies. And he was like, he looked at the plate probably about six times, like, this is avocado? I'm like, yes, it's avocado brownie. Like, it's the bomb, ain't it? He's like, this is delicious. I'm like, hey, thanks. You know, so really proud of that. And other than that, I'm just trying new things for the keto diet. And another thing that we've been doing is we start cutting our meals in half. Like, we usually eat like a whole omelet, two egg omelet. Now we slice our two egg omelet in half, and that's what we be eating for breakfast. So I'm looking forward to the weight drop. We're not like Jen, he's lost all that weight because Jen is not eating to get full. Jen is eating to put something in his stomach. And originally, well, month one, we started with the keto diet, just eating to get full and also to remove carbs and, you know, everything like that out of our lives. And so now that we are good to go, when we're moving the carbs and stuff like that, 6 weeks after working out or 5 weeks after working out, now it's time to cut our portion sizes in half. And then the next step is going to replace one meal with a shake. You know what I'm saying? So we're just doing everything slowly but surely and hoping to get down to our main goal. And I'm just trying to let you know, guys, my husband is so fine. Like, when I see him and his little body, I'll be like, ooh, wee! You fine as hell, boy. You know, no, he really is. I'm gonna have to show you some stuff. I'm gonna have to tell you some stuff, Jen. But anyway, guys, isn't it just a good feeling though, when like you work out, you work toward what you want, and then you see your spouse, and then you keep getting complimented because you've been working so hard to do what you want to do, and you getting your body back, the body that you got back. Cause you and Chris, how long have you guys been together? Like 3-4 years?
4 years, yeah.
4 years. Like, you know, things change. You know, like they say, you ain't with a good one unless you actually gain weight when you in a relationship with them. You know what I'm saying? My husband has been skinny our entire relationship. We've been together since 2007, like the ending of 2007. It's 2019 now. You know, it's like 12 years. So, you know, obviously when I met him, he was a teenager. He was skinny. He had like a 25-pack. He was tiny. We had kids. He gained a little bit of weight. You know what I'm saying? But it was only until we hit the twins at how he actually put on the weight. And now all that weight has pretty much damn near dropped. And he's like just buffing his shoulders. Anyways, I don't want anybody fantasizing and looking at my man. So let me cut it out. But anyways, guys, before we get into those hot topics, don't forget to check us out on Instagram, YouTube, SoundCloud, Anchor, and, of course, this podcast and Blog Talk. And send us those confessions at confessions2us@gmail.com. Don't forget to like, comment, rate, and subscribe. Tag us in that drama and let us know what you'd like to hear. Jenna, would you like to go ahead and hit us with that question of the day after the sparkle?
Question of the day. Confession question. All girl trip, all boys trip. Are you here for it? Is it okay when you're in a committed relationship or marriage? Again, all girl trip or all boys trip. Are you here for it? Is it okay when you're in a committed relationship or marriage? Let's get into those confessionals. Miss Angel Vondrina.
Miss Angel Vondrina. Okay, you guys. Okay, so I know you all have heard the news, the crazy news. So according to USA Today, after Gucci's wool black lava jumper sparked outrage on social media for appearing to mimic blackface, the company has apologized and removed the product. The piece from Gucci's fall winter 2018 runway show looks like a black turtleneck that is worn up. Well, it looks like a black turtleneck that is worn up over the nose, with a red line out cutout for customers' mouth. It was inspired by a quote-unquote vintage ski mask. According to its product description, which it says could also be worn just as a neck, just around the neck, the price for this piece was $890. Amid Black History Month, social media users pointed out that the sweater could be seen as a depiction of blackface, Wednesday, Gucci issued a statement on Twitter apologizing for offense caused by the sweater, saying, "We consider diversity to be a fundamental value to be fully upheld and at the forefront of every decision we make." The company said it has removed the product from its physical and online stores and is learning from this incident, because they want to learn from stupid shit. Anyways, while the sweater appears to be unavailable on the Gucci website, photos and other and pretty much many descriptions of the item is still visible on some digital retail sites on Thursday, including Spring. And that was as of Thursday. But, I mean, we all have seen this. While the sweater appears to be unavailable, you know, it comes after Prada discontinued an animal charm and a related products that also appear to resemble blackface in December. Some people have mentioned issues and pretty much discussed this on Twitter. One person, Christopher Bosey on Twitter, he stated, "Back in December, Prada had to apologize for a racially insensitive monkey keychain, and now Gucci has to apologize for a blackface sweater. Apparently, luxury brands are recruiting designers from Virginia." And then another woman, Miss Tyson, the Jesus, stated, "When you add lips to an all blackface garment, it takes on another look." Like, it pretty much, we look and we see what's going on. And then she says, "We did not create our perception towards blackface racism, did. So please respect that my people are offended." Jeanne, were you offended when you saw Gucci? Are you going to support Gucci? Are you part of their stocks, because their stocks have gone down? And just overall, what are your thoughts on this? Not only that this has happened at this time, but Prada has also created the monkey keychain, the charm. What's going on in your head right now?
I mean, they had to have known that that would not have been, like, a good look to do an all-black sweater with big red mm-hmm. lips around it. I never bought anything Gucci. I can't afford Gucci. And even if I did, I wouldn't have bought it in general. But, yeah, I mean, it's just that, like, that's crazy that they honestly would do something and make a shirt that clearly has a ill connotation behind it in a climate like this. You know, I feel like it definitely was deliberate, and when they wanted to draw attention just so they can apologize and know that people are still going to support them. And, you know, because a lot of times, you know, these fashion houses, they do things for shock value. And this is just another stunt. They know eventually that niggas is going to, you know, change their mind, you know. But, yeah, I mean, I can't afford Gucci, so it's not like I was listening to the Billy. It's funny because they talk about it, but I was like, child, I've been boycotting Gucci. I ain't never bought no damn Gucci, and I never had plans to buy that expensive ass shit. So, but, yeah, I mean, it should just be a lesson learned. Like, you know, black people, stop giving your money to these fashion houses and saving up and wasting money on materials and shit that don't matter. Like, what the fuck is a Gucci? Like, why do you all care that much about this shit anyways?
Is Gucci going to have to change his name after this?
Right. Well, now, Gucci he just took on a life of his own. It's funny because when I first heard about it, I didn't even think about the design of Gucci. I was like, well, damn, what happened with Gucci Mane? Like, you know.
That's funny. Yeah.
More your thoughts.
I'm like, really? You guys, the colors are green and red. So if this is the design you want to make, maybe you should have had green and red lips. And that would have made all the difference. You know, like, people wouldn't have looked at it like, oh, this is blackface. They'd be like, okay, well, that's the Gucci color. You know, so I definitely feel like it was on purpose. And it makes no sense that they would sit up there and do that. When I first read the article and I looked at it, because I had no idea. I am clueless. This weekend I was buried under my covers, okay? So when you said that to me, I'm like, well, what the hell is going on with Gucci? You know, and I looked, and I was like, I looked at the woman in the photo, and I clicked out of the photo, and I thought about it, and I looked at it again. And with everything that's going on, you know, with all the people that's sitting around I think he was like a governor, him and his or somebody in Congress doing with the whole blackface thing, and then now this, and I was just like, what the fuck is going on? And then the Prada keychain, and it clearly looks like how they, you know, depicted black people back in, you know, the day with the big lips and, you know, the shit that everybody else is trying to get nowadays with the fillers and the red lips and the lusciousness, like, but on a monkey. You know what I'm saying? It just made no sense to me. And so when I looked at this, I was shocked. I showed my husband. I'm like, what the fuck is this bullshit? He's just like, why would they do that? And I'm like, I have no idea. I want to ask somebody, why would you do this shit? And this just comes after so many other issues that has happened. Jen, you know, me and you, we have talked about this so many different times before. Like, who is approving this dumbass shit? You know what I'm saying? Like, I think that it's good that they had it on a white woman, because if they had it on a black person, it would have been just absolutely much more outraged than it is. However, there is no, you know, in-between balance. It's still out of order. And if they had not feel like they did anything wrong, they would not have apologized about it. They know something was not right about it. And so that's why they pull it from their, you know, online catalog and in stores. It makes no sense. It's stupid. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, their stocks have dropped tremendously, and that's just what they get. And people need to stop, like you said, supporting all these luxury brands. Like, $890 for a funky-ass sweater? What? That's crazy. That's crazy. And maybe it's just crazy to me, but I just think that that's just outrageous. You know what I'm saying? But I wonder how many people actually have bought that sweater. Like, I'm curious. Ultimately, it's ridiculous. I'm glad that they got caught out on their bullshit, because it clearly was bullshit. And that's it, Jen. That's all, you know what I'm saying, a motherfucker like me got to say. But if you have nothing else to say, Jen, we're going to go ahead and move on to our very next topic, guys.
We can move on. I'm over it.
We're over
all right,
it.
Next topic. Recently, on the Brilliant Idiots podcast, Charlamagne shared his 10 minutes of saying stuff publicly, even if you do believe that doesn't need to be said. Person is lying. Why say it if it doesn't matter? What made me believe he was referring to Joe Budden is the fact that Joe Budden has been quite vocal about his disbelief in the Jussie Smollett attack. If you all don't know, which means that you clearly have been under a rock, Jussie Smollett was attacked in Chicago. Like, it was a noose tied around his neck. He had broken ribs, and he said that the people screamed to him, you know, "Make America Great," or "This is MAGA country." And he made it seem that this was a racist and also a hate crime, a racist and also attacking him because he's gay. But Joe Budden says that industry insiders are saying that this really was an attack on Jussie because Jussie was sleeping with a guy at a gay club in Chicago that he knew was in a relationship, and the guy's boyfriend found out. And the guy's boyfriend and also a couple other dudes, or another dude, came and they jumped Jussie. But Charlamagne says that, you know, even if you do believe something, even if it's something that you thought to yourself, because he said, because what he was saying was, it was, whatever the situation was, it was something that he thought to himself, but hearing somebody say it out loud or say it on a public platform, it's just like, really, why? Like, why add sentiments? If this is what he's leading with, if he says that it was a hate crime, like, why is it so hard to believe it? So what do you think, Ms. Angel Quadrina?
Yeah, I also feel the same way. I feel like if this was a hate crime, like, I mean, people, they do lie for many different things. I just can't see somebody, you know what I'm saying, like, lying about certain, like, you know, like, versus saying, like, oh, you know, I got beat up by some dude I was sleeping with, boyfriend. You know what I'm saying? Just saying, like, oh, I got beat up by these dudes and make America great again. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's crazy. Joe Budden should definitely have waited. I mean, but we all know that he is also a shit starter. He wants people to view his shows. He want or his podcast. He wants people to discuss and talk about what he's been said. But he also needs to realize that some of the things that he is talking about that could lead to bigger consequences, like, you know, the NYPD, which is what I read earlier, they're stating that if Jesse has made the story up, they do plan on, they intend on charging him. You know what I'm saying? So now, and they're in full investigation right now on as to what happened, you know. But we also still seen the facts. We seen that there were people, Caucasians, on camera going to the area where he was right before the attack happened. You know what I'm saying? Like, we've seen a lot of this information, so it just makes no sense that Joe Budden would say something like that. But, I mean, people, they hear information from all over the place, so you just never know what the truth is. I can completely believe that it was, you know, the idiots from, you know, Donald Trump who represent Donald Trump, and I do believe that. You know what I'm saying? But it could turn out a totally different scenario. And I hope that's not what the case is, because, seriously, like, that's just kind of reckless, like breaking his ribs and stuff like that. I mean, it do sound like crime of passion, you know, but you just never know. It could be also a hate crime. So I would hope that he wouldn't lie about something so serious, just reckless and something like that. But you just never know how people are. You know, we only know him from really Empire. You know, we don't really know his background or anything like that. But I just hope, I can't say that I don't think, because I don't know Jesse. But I just hope that he wouldn't make up something so silly as, you know, as this. You know, if you was sleeping around with somebody's man, that's just what it is.
Like, if he would have come just make this whole elaborate story up to save face because he was fucking somebody that was, like, in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Like you, I believe that, you know, he was attacked and it was a hate crime because of him being black and also being gay. And I think that we should just leave it at that. If nothing has been proved to say that he was attacked behind MAGA, and nothing has been proved to say that he was attacked behind fucking some guy at a club. So,
right.
I think that we should just go with what he's saying. I mean, he does have a track record of being a liar, you know, making shit up.
He does or he does not?
He does not. So, I mean, it's just like, why is it so hard to believe the boy, especially like black people and black gays in particular, like, because a lot of them were very vocal about it first, that saying that it was behind him trying to fuck somebody, some trade on Grindr or some shit like that. But it's just like, just you be on and you can see yourself getting beat the fuck up because you out here trying to chase some dick at 2 o'clock in the morning. That does not mean that's what everybody else is on that same damn page. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It was funny because Funky Dineva, you know, she posted a video and it was brought to my attention. You know, like, she was like, you know, just because a lot of black gays, like, y'all be, you know, having sex parties and doing this to pay your rent, this is a famous man. You know what I'm saying? And
mm-hmm.
not only that, like, she had brought the fact of, you know, at one point she was on one of those apps, like, you know, on Grindr, Jack, and it wasn't even a picture of her face. It was just a picture of, like, her body. And somebody commented saying that they recognized her. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, can you just imagine a Jesse Smollett, an A-list or B-list actor? Like, do you really think that he would just be out here as reckless? I mean, he could be, but I just don't see it as being likely. You know what I'm saying? I could see that him just being targeted, like them being like, "Oh, ain't that faggot from that nigga from someone?"
Yeah,
you know, I could
see that.
You know, because they see him walking alone at 2 o'clock in the morning, because people do shit like that. You know, I it's many a night, and I was not starting when I was living in Milwaukee, and I, you know, be at home, and you be like, "Shit, I'm hungry," and you know, it's shit open. You know, around the corner, you just leave your house and, you know, walk around the corner, you know, and get something to eat. Like, it's stupid. Looking back on it now, it was stupid of me to be out that late by myself.
Yes.
But you don't think about it because ain't nothing happened. You done did it a million and one times. You know, ain't nothing happened to you.
Right.
You feel like you're fine. You know, so.
Yeah.
Leave that boy alone.
That's deep.
So, it, You know, and if it comes out that it was something different, then that's what we talk about. It. For right now, that's not what they're saying.
Yes.
So I believe them, you know, and that's just it.
I agree. That's just it. That's just it, y'all. We're going to go ahead and move on to our next topic. All right, guys. Now, according to Trendalizer.com, or actually, excuse me, Beyonce.Trendalizer.com, Lori Harvey, she is the daughter of, she's Steve Harvey's daughter. Now, she has been praised for dating and ditching celebrity men like Trey Songz, Future, Justin Combs. However, Beyonce fans were not exactly pleased when they saw Lori seemingly flirting with Jay-Z at his Roc Nation brunch. The exchange between Jay and Lori was harmless, but the Beehive still put Lori on notice. Pretty much they hashtag expressive hot topics, Rihanna, Beyonce, Normani, and just a bunch of other stuff. Now, they flooded her timeline with bumblebees, and Lori thought that it was entertaining, even commenting that she was part of the Beehive. People are wondering what the exchange was between her and Jay-Z. And it looked as if, it looked like Jay-Z, what from what is being said, it looked as if Jay-Z was saying, I'm proud of you. But a few YouTubers thought that Jay-Z was saying, I'm married. And her response was, I know, but, which is just hearsay. She's a very pretty girl with a very industry-known reputation. But what are your thoughts on this, Jen? Because people, they really are saying that they did not understand what the exchange was that she posted on her Instagram because Kevin Hart's big-ass head was in the way.
That's hilarious. Yeah, I saw the video from Impressive, too. I did listen to it a couple times. I can see him. It, to me, it did sound like he said, I'm married. And, like, reading her lips, it did look like she said, I know, but like,
yeah,
you know I've
seen it too.
And she did come across as she was flirting with him. Like it wasn't like she was like all over him, but you know what you're doing. Like you know, like she's a beautiful girl. You know what I'm saying? It definitely came
mm-hmm.
across like she was trying to give him that eye. You know, and her mother, you know, when she was in, her mother was having an affair with Steve Harvey. You know when.
Yeah,
you know
mm-hmm,
he's originally
yeah.
married. So, you know the apple don't fall too far from the tree. I hope it's not the case.
Yeah.
I said, you know, people know to not try that you that damn fine to, you know, to fuck up what he got going on. Like I feel like Jay-Z didn't learn his damn lesson. I don't think he's gonna cheat on that woman again. Like because I feel like after this, there's no going back. Like she's not gonna stay with him, and I feel like he knows that. Like I really do. Believe that he's committed. But to me, I can see him telling her, it sounded like he said, I'm married. And she was like, I know, but like, but I don't know. Like,
yeah.
I'm like, what are you doing? You know, to me, it's just, I was wondering, like, why was she at the brunch in the first place? Maybe she is.
Yeah, but he invited her to it.
But I know, but I'm just saying, like, maybe she is getting to music, or maybe because she's hot right now, you know what I'm saying? But I just, to me, I just always thought that, like, the Roc Nation brunch was a bunch of, you know, music insiders, you know. But maybe that's what I'm thinking. Maybe he could have said, I'm proud of you because she's pursuing music and, you know, and whatever is going on. And maybe that's why she is being linked with all these different celebrity men, you know. Don't get me wrong.
Okay, that makes
you know,
sense, Jen. Okay.
She can be out here doing her thug thizzle, but
she
a lot
is
of times,
out
I,
here.
I,
she is out here.
But I'm saying, we don't know that because she never came forward and said. I mean, she did admit she was in a relationship with Justin Combs. She did admit that she was in a relationship
and
with
Trey Songz and
Trey
Future.
Songz.
Like she really is a thot thot though. Like,
because
she really is like a thot thot thot. Like I had watched this video and it was just. It was just like, oh, she was talking to this person and talking to this person. And you know how it is. Like, when you're young and you're just like, oh, you know, I'm getting my, you know, I'm rich. And you know how it is with, you know, people who are in the younger generation. They're just trying to see who they can get. And then, like, she's known for dating and ditching men. She don't give a fuck. She's just like, oh, you want to cheat? Okay, well, goodbye. You know what I'm saying? We had sex. That was all right, but goodbye. And I'm not trying to say, like, you know what I'm saying, she out here intentionally being a hoe. You know what I'm saying? But she has messed around with a lot of guys in the industry. You know, like,
well,
we've heard about women like that.
I think if we have to stop that, because I don't even feel like what she's doing is, it's just because she is dating men of status. She's quote-unquote dating. We don't know for certain if she's dating these guys, but she's being linked to men of status. So that's why it's like she's getting looked at as a hoe. But the thing is, it could just be that her mother raised her right. Like, if you're going to date somebody, you need to date niggas who got this going for themselves. And she has a certain
type. What?
Like,
her mama raised her right. Her mama raised her right.
That,
nigga, her mama was messing around with Steve Harvey.
She ain't no broke nigga. She not dating no broke nigga.
Oh, my God.
And I think,
well, don't say her mama raised her right, nigga.
I had a daughter, and my daughter's going to be promiscuous. I would rather her be, even though I would want her to be linked and to be known, you know what I'm saying, I would rather her be moving around with motherfuckers that could support her, that could take care of her, you know what I'm saying, in her league compared to going to the hood fucking a bunch of broke niggas, you know what I'm saying? And I think that's
no,
what
bro.
I think people look at, like Sierra, for instance, like the singer Sierra. I feel like
exactly.
People looked at her like she was a hoe, but it's like, really? Like, who? How many? Sierra has been linked to what, six
three
men?
Three dudes?
Six.
What?
Sierra,
I don't even know six.
To,
I don't even know
Sierra
three.
Has been linked to six men, and all of them have been bought.
I don't
six.
Even know.
I was just like, how is that? How is she a hoe? How
no,
a hoe?
I don't know six. I don't know six. I only know three. You know, Future, the dude she's with, Russell. Is that Russell, the dude she's with now? And then maybe Bow Wow. I don't know anybody else.
She's
so,
linked to Future.
Thought...
She's been linked to Bow Wow. She's been linked to someone. She's married to Russell Wilson. She's linked to another basketball player. She was linked to 50 Cent, and she was linked to one more person. All these people have been niggas who.
Well, you know what, Jen? The thing is, but you know what, Jen? The thing is, when you obviously, you know, women and men. They both have sex with multiple people, you know what I'm saying? Or they be in these relationships. But when you're in this status, like Sierra, a lot of people, especially from the 90s, you know what I'm saying? If you're from the 90s, 91 generation, 92, we all know who Sierra is. You know, so when you're dating all of these celebrities, you know what I'm saying? People, they're like, oh, well, this person is with this. You automatically think, shit, you can sit up here and have fucked 20 niggas. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, she having sex with another nigga again? Like, shit. You know what I'm saying? We don't really take time to consider and look into what she's been doing, how things have been going. We automatically put that in the whole status because of her stature, like where she is in life, who she is, how much money she makes. So that has everything to do with how people, they look
and
at,
that's what I'm saying.
That's you know, some money.
Goes back to Lori Harvey. She has a better pick of the litter. She's a beautiful girl. She comes from money. And she's dating niggas that, like, that,
yeah,
that she's around. You know what I'm saying? And people,
yeah,
look at her like she's a hoe, but it's just like, that. To me, that's not, who knows, who's to say she's even fucking them? You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like she...
Nigga, you know
she's
fucking them. Stop playing.
I feel like she knows
you.
Her worth. And even if she is, okay, she fucked, what, five? She fucked five niggas, and she's 22?
That we know of.
Five.
That we know
five
of.
Five, and she's 22. Like,
oh, that we know of, nigga. She probably was having sex at 10.
Still,
you know what I'm saying?
But still, but still, like, let's be for real. That is
okay, because Jen obviously has a crush
greatly,
on her.
Greatly
Jen obviously has a crush on her.
You said what?
Nigga, first of all, ain't no woman. I mean, well, let me get that. Let me rephrase that. There has been possibilities. I don't think that she is, like, you know, a thot, like a hoe out there. You know, that's just what's been the word on the internet. But I do think that she is, you know, in other words, a gold digger. Even though she does not have to be. Her parents are fucking rich. She doesn't have to be. But at the end of the day, your parents are going to have to sit up there and pay your bills for the rest of your life.
It's just her father raised her to have standards. Like, why would you, if you come from money, why would you date a broke nigga? Like, why?
And you shouldn't.
Like, what would be the reason?
And you shouldn't, but don't date somebody that's on the same level as you. Lori and Trey Songz, Lori and Future, why are you dating people who are singers and stuff like that? Like, you know, or rappers, you know what I'm saying? Like, they somebody that's on your same or above that level, you know what I'm saying? But also, and that's why I feel like she tried to get with Jay. You know what I'm saying? Jay-Z is not rapping anymore. He's an entrepreneur. He's out there getting his money. You know what I'm saying? She's trying to get onto bigger and better things. You know, people who have that stature, people who people
bitch,
know
if
of.
If it was a bitch off of Highland, it was a bitch off of Highland, and they had the same industry contact, had the same industry contact, she would be doing the same shit, if not more. She'd be sucking bodyguards.
I just
want to
let you know that you're hilarious. You're hilarious. You haven't been on Highland in years. You haven't been on Highland in years, okay? So don't even go there.
Is Highland classy now?
No, it's not, okay? Nor is Lisbon. Highland is as classy as Lisbon, okay? You still got hoes walking up and down the goddamn street, okay?
Oh, God.
You are so funny. Yeah, you see hoes all the time. You see hoes all the time. You see walking around doing the most.
Right.
You are
right.
So funny.
But what I'm saying I hope that she's not. I hope that she wasn't trying it and feeling herself and trying to fuck Jay-Z, child. But you know what I'm saying? I put that on her. But also, I feel like this her getting this negative connotation for dating niggas that
right.
The majority of women, if they had the opportunity, would date to, is pretty fucked up. So yeah. So
I hear you, and I feel like this was a healthy debate about this conversation. Very healthy, very good, and it was very interesting. I always respect and love your point of view, so I'm glad that you come with the full points, nigga. I'm glad. All right, guys, we're going to go ahead and move on to our final topic of the evening.
All right, y'all, last topic, and this is according to People.com. NeNe Leakes has a bone to pick with Lisa Vanderpump. During the recent appearance on Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen, Leakes revealed she wanted to go head-to-head with Real Housewives of Beverly Hills star Lisa Rinna, but she actually meant Lisa Vanderpump. Leakes clarified why she has a beef with Vanderpump during her appearance on Jenny McCarthy's Sirius XM show Friday, explaining that she believed that she gave Vanderpump the idea to start Pump Restaurant. NeNe says, she knows that we have a little something she did to me, the Real Housewives of Atlanta star told McCarthy. I've never really addressed it, Leakes continues. She did some real foul shit to me. Leakes then shared that a few years ago, when she and her husband Greg Leakes were living in Los Angeles while NeNe was working on Glee and New Normal, she wanted to open a bar in West Hollywood. We will ride down that West Hollywood area where all the gay bars are, and I have a large gay fan base. And I kept thinking it would be so cool if I had a bar right in here somewhere. Leakes explained she stumbled on a space that was empty and kind of raggedy looking and torn down, but thought it would be perfect. That's when she says she made a call to Vanderpump. She said, oh, darling, it's a piece of crap, and they're charging so much for it, darling, Leakes says. She talked me out of it. And then went and got it, Leakes alleged. That's so fucked up, Leakes said. Vanderpump, whose restaurant serves featured on the Bravo series Vanderpump Rules, opened Pump in 2014. Vanderpump also owns Villa Blanca in Beverly Hills. Nonetheless, Leakes and Vanderpump have not spoken on the issue since. Now when she sees me, she's like, hi, NeNe, Leakes explained. Representatives for Vanderpump did not immediately respond to people's requests for comment. So what do you think? Is that fucked up that she
jumped
on it?
So this is my thing right here. This is the exact reason why you don't, first of all, I would never tell anybody, I don't give a damn if you are my friend or not. I would not tell you, okay, so I'm just going to put this in perspective for you all. If Jeanne was a millionaire and I was a thousandaire, I would not tell Jeanne, even though we are family, what I have planned. You know what I'm saying? Unless you're going to give me some money. Because people, they really do take your ideas. And not to say that Jeanne will ever do anything like that. But you just don't tell people what you have a thought for. You know, that's where that comes into mind. You don't tell people what you're planning, what your goals are, when you plan on getting a new job. Because people, they sit up there and they're like, oh, shit. Like, she's going to get ready and open up this new restaurant or this new bar. I'm going to go for that. I'm going to name it that. So she could have very well told her that. But because she may not have had the money or she was busy doing something else at that time, somebody else who did not have as much time on their hands and had the money right away got on that situation. You know what I'm saying? And now she's sitting up here like, yeah, I got a bone to pick with you. Don't get upset because you got a bone to pick with her. You should have handled your business. You know what I'm saying? And I understand that shit is ultimately is messed up. You know, she shouldn't have never took her idea. But when you have an idea and it's something that's a killer idea, you don't sit up there and you tell people your business because people, they'll find a way to profit off of that business. And that's just my thoughts on that. Jean, how do you feel about it?
So I thought that it was fucked up. And it may be. I feel like with me and you, I definitely feel like I can tell you because this is like different. This is like you, my sister. This is family. So, you know.
You are my brother. It's not like, nigga.
I wouldn't go tell a friend or an associate. You know what I'm saying? My plans like that. But as far as, like, yeah, like you, I don't think it would be, like, a big deal. But I thought that she was – I can understand where Nene was coming from. She, like, she's in the restaurant business. You know what I'm saying? Like, she knows the area, you know, so maybe she was just like, you know, I can see me open up some shit. I want to get into the restaurant business. What are you thinking? And instead of Lisa being conniving, you know, and say she should have been like, how about we go in? Because that would be a good look anyway. Knee Leaks, Lisa Vanderpump, you know what I'm saying? Opening a gay club or whatever in West Hollywood, like that would be lit as fuck. Like, you know what I'm saying? But she went behind her back and to me that, like, I felt like that was totally fucked up. Like, I felt like that was very wrong because the fact that
you don't tell people your business.
It seemed like, no, don't do it, like, as bad. It's overpriced, you know what I'm saying? And the whole time, it's like you trying to get in on it. Or even if you, after the deal went through, you know, she should have told her, like, honestly, I've been in talks with them. I'm trying to get I have my eye on it. I'm trying to get it down to what's comfortable for me. That's why I deterred you from it. You know, don't think it's no shade. But I've been new about this property. I just wanted to make sure it wasn't any other potential, you know what I'm saying, investors, and then that'll be a better look compared to the shit being open and then you act like you don't realize why somebody don't fuck.
But Jean, you don't realize that that's the type of shit that haters do. And when you hating on somebody and you really don't fuck with them like that, that's the type of things that you do because you don't really care about them. Like you said, with me and you, obviously, it's completely different. You know, if you was to tell me an idea, I would say, Jean, oh, my God, that is amazing. Go for it. Now, I would never, even if I did have more money than you, I'd be like, damn, Jean is, you know, he came up with a great-ass idea. I really would like to help him out, get him achieve that. If I had more money, like, let me help you put some profit down. Let's go half and half with this shit. Because I think that's a great idea. I wouldn't sit up there and be like, shit, Jean had a good-ass idea. Let's take it. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's crazy. Because I care about you. Because I want to see you win and grow and do everything that we always dreamt to do. You know what I'm saying? But people who don't give a fuck about you, you know what I'm saying? They sit up there and go, oh, she had a great idea. Let me go ahead and put this into effect because she's busy doing this right now. I'm not busy because I'm a punk-ass bitch. You know what I'm saying? So let me do this. Yeah. And it was really whack. It was whack as hell. Yeah. And any leaks you need to realize, like, keep your mouth shut.
And even if she went to her, like, I just felt like Lisa should have, like had some class and just would have done it, like, a little better, like, went about it a little better. Like, even if she went to her, like,
she don't even like she got a class,
with partner or, you know what I'm saying, give me $150,000, I'll give you this percentage of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, even if you're a minority owner, this don't look like, I know, I'm not going behind your back. If it really was, and she really did bring her idea to her because I, you know, like, as far as, like, people that have expressed stuff to me, and I'm just like, damn, that sounds lit. You know what I'm saying? And I know that they're not trying to pursue it. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to look like a bad person, and then, you know, 10 years later, you wear all this shit, but you know, like, yeah, it was a good idea, but I know you wasn't going to do shit with it. Like, give them something. Or at least be like, yeah, give me this. You know what I'm saying? Give me $150,000. and you know what I'm saying, and I'll make you a partner in this shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Don't, you know, to me that was just like backstabbing, and I can understand what NeNe Leakes meant behind, you know, it being foul. I do think that was very foul. If she did find the property through her. Now, if she was just trying to, like I said, even if she knew about the property before and she was trying to deter NeNe, and she should have told NeNe after the fact, once it was closed, everything was good, that was the case, instead of letting NeNe find out years later, you know what I'm saying? Then that's it. But, yeah.
Yep. I agree. All right, guys, we're going to go ahead and move on to our question of the day. All right, guys, so our question of the day, all girls trip, all boys trip. Are you for it? Is it okay when you're in a committed relationship or a marriage? Now, I just want to start this off by saying I have gone on an all-girls trip before, once in my entire life. The trip was when one of my friends, she graduated from college, and she wanted somebody to come to a trip with her. It was a last-minute trip. My husband was not excited about it. He was actually pretty pissed off about it, like, what? You're going where? And I just feel like, okay, listen, I'm trying to be supportive. You know, I'm trying to be supportive, and I'm trying to go out of town, and, you know, let's just do this. So ultimately, he was just like, all right, you know, make sure you FaceTime me, woo, woo, woo. You know what I'm saying? So went there for a day, was shouting loud as I can be when she walked across the stage, and then she took me back home. You know what I'm saying? But ultimately, other girls, and I've never been on a girls and boys trip or all girls trip before. Would I say that I am not, I'm really not opposed to an all girls trip. I feel like it would be kind of fun to go to a trip with just me and like with me and my little sister. Probably not my mom, because mom, she still be acting funny when I like curse in front of her. I want to be around somebody where I'm like, bitch, shut the fuck up. You know what I'm saying? Like, mom, she's not that kind of person. You can't say, bitch, shut the fuck up in front of my mom. Like, without her, like, what did you just say? Like, okay, well, you shouldn't even be here if you're going to be tripping like this. You know what I'm saying? So, me and my little sister, and then maybe, like, I don't know, maybe Jen. I mean, Jen is not a girl, but, like, I feel like he would be, like, a perfect person to go on an all-girls trip with, you know? And so he's funny, and he's great. And then, I don't know, I don't really have any other people who I will feel like I'm really close enough to, like, really go and do some fun shit without just weird tension or whatever like that taking place. I mean, it may be a couple, but I don't really know, you know, off the back of my hand. So, like, definitely, I mean, Jean and my little sister are there. Be great. I'm not opposed to it. And you all know, I talk to my husband all the time. I am married. But, like, now, I'm just talking about me. Putting the shoe on the opposite foot, you know, my husband, I'd be like, oh, like, what the fuck is he doing? Who is he with? I hope ain't no strippers around that tie me every other minute, even though I'm thinking, like, okay, it's been 6 hours. I haven't talked to him. What's happening? You know, and I'm not going to hit him up because I'm just crazy like that. I'm stubborn. I'm not going to hit you up and see what you're doing. I'll allow you to hit me up. You know what I'm saying? Unless it's like a whole 24-hour day, and then I'm going to beat your ass because you know better. But I don't know. It's double standards in this situation. I would feel weird if my husband, he went on an all-boys trip, because we never, ever, ever have went on an all-boys trip before. And I feel like he would feel weird if I left him to go on an all-girls trip. I feel like if I go on a trip, where's all my girls? My husband, he's going to have to be in the hotel room when I come home. And it's going to have to be boys who's dating the girls that's on the trip, period. Like, that's just what it is. Like, so, how do you feel about it, Jen?
So, I think that it truly depends on the friends. Like, now, if it was, like, I feel like as long as you're going with people that aren't on no fuck shit, like not going to thigh, you know what I'm saying,
mm-hmm,
but they just
mm-hmm.
like going to have a good time. And because that's the thing, that's what happens. That I think that's what
mm-hmm.
what bothered me. A lot of times when people go on vacation, they do go on vacation to cheat. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because they do feel like, okay, yeah, they're in a whole nother state, they're
yeah.
in a whole nother place, so they don't have to worry about, you know, their partner ever finding out about what's going on. But I feel
mm-hmm.
like if you go on a trip with with people that are solid, you know what I'm saying, and will tell you, like, nah, that's not cool. Like, don't do no shit like that. You know what I'm
right,
saying?
Right.
You know, then that's one thing. Like, I feel like with Chris, I wouldn't mind him going on trips without me, but it's just, it just honestly just depends on the group of people he's going with. Now, if it's
correct.
People that I've learned about before, yes, it would make me uncomfortable, but if it's just like he's going to New York in March without me, you know, I'm not thinking too much about it.
No!
I'm not thinking too much about it because I'm like, the people that, it's his best friend. I do trust her. You know, she's
okay.
A good girl. You know, now they go, you know, I'm sure they're going to go have fun, you know, and do them, and they might go see some strippers or some shit like that. You know what I'm saying? But it's just like, I mean, it's strippers, but it's one thing if you like, I'm trying to go find some dick, you know, that's a whole different, you know, situation.
What about you? Do you go on trips without him at all?
I can't necessarily say like all boys or all girls, it just be. I guess it'll just more so be like a trip without him. I have been on several trips without him, you know. And I would say like my friends are the type of friends that you would want your spouse to be. You would want your spouse to be friends with, because my friends, they're not no hoes. They're not home trying to look for. They're not trying to go somewhere just have sex, and they wouldn't let me do no fucked up shit. Even though I wouldn't in general, like I wouldn't cheat anyways. But it's just like
you damn right.
They wouldn't let me. They'd be like, seriously, what? No, we not. What are you doing? Come on.
You're
you
damn
got a whole man.
Right.
Let's go. You know,
You know me. I put your ass in a headlock. I put your 6'1" ass in a headlock. Like, nigga, let's go. You know what I'm saying? We ain't got time to be playing with your ass.
I'm not going to be catching no STDs.
I know. And that's the crazy thing. Like, people, they think that in general, I've always told you, me and you, we think so much alike. Like, me and you, we could be twins. It's so crazy. Because that's the thing that I think about. So it's like cheating. Like, you know, cheating is bad and all, you know, but, like, really, ain't nobody trying to catch no AIDS out in this bitch.
Right.
You know, don't nobody want to be catching AIDS and STDs.
I ain't
going
to touch not I'm not touching nothing. Like, no. Like, I don't. Motherfuckers is
I don't even touch a dollar.
I'm not trying to bring nothing home for my man. That would fuck me up if I gave him STD. Like, I just couldn't do it. You know, so I don't think I would ever be the cheat guy. Like, I don't see that for me ever cheating. Like, you know, physically, you know. So.
Yeah, please. I feel you guys. Well, don't forget, you know, guys, we definitely want to hear what your thoughts are on this. Let us know. Send us your emails. And, you know, hit us up. Confession2us@gmail.com. Before we end the show this evening, Jen, is there anything that you'd like to confess your love to? Maybe something pertaining to Valentine's Day or something like such?
Yeah, so I want to confess my love to Big Brother, Celebrity Big Brother. This is my first time watching it since I have been, like, a teenager. But it has been so intense, so good. Do you watch Big Brother at all?
I don't watch anything but movies and cooking channels.
Oh, okay. So Big Brother is like a reality show. It's like one of the original reality shows. It was like Survivor, Big Brother. They were, like, literally, like, the first of, like, this whole tribe of, like, reality shows. So Big Brother is they put, like, 7 or 8 random people, you know, in the house, and it just shows, like, how humans are. Like, humans can be conniving. They can backstab. They lie when it comes down to it. And so I'm going to tell you, they have been doing, like, Celebrity Big Brother overseas, but I think this is the second season that they have been doing it in America. And so Tamar and Candy are both in the Big Brother house, and it's just so good. Like, it's just so good. So I just have been every week, because it comes on like 3-4 times a week, y'all. So I just really have been like really invested, and I'm just like, it's giving me like all due love for like Tamar she's like, Tamar is loud and she's over the top, but the bitch is smart. Like, she really be like, she plays that, you know what I'm saying, that older man and that because, and she don't want you, she, you know, she's good at being like, playing one way, but really thinking about what's going on, you know what I'm saying? And Candy's just hilarious. Like, Candy's just hilarious. Like, she just, she's not a threat at all. She ain't won no competition. She moves slow, you know, but at the same time, I still love Candy because she's just, it's like, she just seems like she's just such a good person. You know what I'm saying? You could just tell, like, she really is a good person. But, yes, Celebrity Big Brother is such a good show. If you haven't checked it out, I would tell you, like, just go ahead and rewatch it. Like, you will be invested in the shit. It's so good. It is so good. What do you confess your love for this week, Ms. Angel Bondrina?
I am confessing my love for not drinking. So, Monday through Thursday, pretty much, I do not drink any alcohol at all. And it has really helped out with my keto dieting. It also helped out with, you know, the way I do things. Me just helping out more around the house, working around my son, his schooling, and all of that stuff. So it's really just ultimately, and it's a bond thing. Me and my husband, we both don't drink throughout that time. It's been really great, and it also is just a way to lose weight. So you guys are thinking of losing weight, and you drink your wine weekly, or you drink your vodka and, you know, lemon juice like Angel Bondrina does. Cut it out Monday through Thursday. 4 days is not going to hurt you. Make sure you get your workout on and your keto out on, and you will be looking fabulous and losing weight in no time. And that's pretty much it, guys. So thank you all for tuning in and listening to the show this evening. Thank you all once again for tuning in and listening to the show. You can all expect to hear from us February 17th at the same time, 6:30 Central, 7:30 Eastern. And we want to hear from you, so don't forget to like, comment, rate, and subscribe. Tag us in the drama and send your confessions to confessions2us@gmail.com. Happy Valentine's Day to you all. This is your host, Angel Bondrina.
And I'm your host, Jenna Bello, and you're listening to the one and the only Confessions. Hey. Session!
Woo!
Show the bounce,
show the bounce, show the bounce, show the bounce, show the bounce.